This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. Okay, Broaddus and Woolchuk are both now in transit to the Star. Draft coverage an hour and 14 minutes away. On the Odyssey app on 1053thefan.com with the entire draft crew. They just killed it last night. Not only the broadcast killed it, but I felt like so did the Cowboys. Gave themselves a really good chance to get this run game cooking next year. Okay, but we got plenty of draft stuff coming up, including at 5 o'clock. Chief has an edition of the finest. Let's jump into some Ranger stuff here. We'll get you some baseball stuff. I think we have Cody Bradford news and some ballpark yummy delights we can tap into, right, Chief?
Got a couple of things to discuss here. So we keep getting the TBD on the Cody Bradford return for the Rangers. He went out with the, you know, with the back issue, and it was 15-day IL. What's going to happen? A little bit of ambiguity surrounding it. Well, we see from our Rangers insiders, Cody Bradford, a stress fracture in his rib, and he is expected to miss another month or so.
Dang it.
So stress fracture is why he hadn't been making much progress, as of course we all desired here. So that a little bit more firm on what the actual issue is with Bradford being a stress fracture in one of his ribs, which I can't imagine is a comfortable feeling. You've ever had like a rib out of place or something? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you. I mean,
I've heard of somebody sneezing and cracking a rib. Actually, you know. Like, you can get a lot of pressure in there, and the wrong...
That's crazy pressure. Because I know, like, people are slipping discs in their back on something, which makes a little bit more sense. But if you're cracking a rib with that, my gosh, dude, that's a power sneezer if I've ever heard one. And I hope for Cody's sake that's not the case, because that's going to get some laughs with the teammates in the clubhouse if this is a sneezing, stress fracturing of his rib.
Can't wait to get more details.
Yeah. I'm sure Nadell and Jared, who we'll be catching up with over the course of the program here, will have some more insight on how that actually happened. But at least we have a little bit more firm news on Bradford there, another month or so.
Yes, and then you said Evan Grant wrote something about the ballpark food you can order to your house?
Apparently, I saw this. Yes, Evan Grant, MLB has now begun a new service in which you can order ballpark favorites to be delivered to your home.
Okay.
So, like this, like All-Star Week, I already know for all the people during All-Star Week here locally, when the greatest mozzarella sticks known to man come back to Globe Life Field, boom, I'm dialing those up on the Uber Eats.
I think that would be appropriate. Around the Bases is brought to you by Uber Eats, so it is a perfect tie-in, and there are some items out there, you know. Obviously, if you want Hurtado and you're in the Arlington area, you could just order from Hurtado, you know, but maybe there's some other items there at the ballpark that you're looking forward to. Now, I want, is this only on game days during games, or can we tap into this? Are they going to pop up like those kitchens that they have that'll send you off the Uber Eats food?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I would love to know. I need to get more details on this. I just saw the one tweet from Evan Grant regarding this about an hour ago, and he didn't really go into too much detail. So I'm going to be tracking this, and hopefully we can get you an update here soon, because that would be awesome. The Rangers are off somewhere. They're on the road, but you can still have your game day Hurtado, you know, ballpark nacho sent right to your door, and you get the home game vibes while, you know, on your recliner. That's incredible.
It is, man. My first job in radio, there was this company called What's for Dinner. And it was this tiny little radio station, and you would have to call them up, right? They were trying to recreate the pizza, the call-in delivery pizza dynamic, and they would go to any restaurant that you wanted. You know, you just had to wait like an hour and a half because that was back in the day. It's a great time to be hungry, is what I'm saying.
So
amazing that you have access to that. Although I do got to tell you, it's starting to get too expensive. You know, and when some of these
just life.
like a fast food order, $50, you know, for a family of four,
$80 for some Taco Bell.
Yes.
You drop 80 for Taco Bell, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah,
you're hungry 4 hours later and you just spent 80.
Oh, dude.
I mean, I was thinking when I grew up, Happy Meal $2, value meal $3, you know, and now I think we're over $10 for most of these value meals, and you're multiplying that by 4 plus tax, boom, and now you put a delivery fee on that. Yes, you can approach $100 with a family of four for fast food.
Totally.
It's insane.
Anytime I'm thinking about getting food, I know it's going to be at least $20 just for me. Like, I don't care if it's McDonald's. I don't care what type of fast food. It's going to end up being $20 just for me to get everything I want to get here.
Now, I have this other baseball story for you. The 214 asks a good question. How did the Cowboys kill it when they drafted a guy who got benched against Texas, didn't start the rest of the year? Because they know how to evaluate offensive linemen, because they got a guy who I believe is going to have a chance to come in and be pretty dang good for him, and they picked up an extra pick, you know? So I think we've seen, like with Tyler Smith, did he have a great college career? No, he like led the NCAA in holds, you know? But they have the traits that it's going to take, and I believe the Cowboys have proven they know how to identify those traits.
Yeah, my big question about it is just like how long is the development going to be with, if you think a little bit raw as a player, going from the right side to the left side, like that transition. I do think when it's all said and done, when he gets to the height of his powers there, he will be awesome. I just wonder how long will that actually take for him?
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, what are the top front offices in Major League Baseball? 40 executives voted on this. They put the Rangers at number 8. Now, I'll take CY against any of these guys, even though the mistake with DeGrom was bad. Okay, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to homer it up, even though you know I love CY. He's my guy, this, that, and the other thing. I've held him accountable for DeGrom. You know, I thought that was a ridiculous use of Ray Davis's money at the time, and it continues to cost us. Maybe it'll end up paying off, you know, but it already proved me right when I was like, when they traded for DeGrom, and initially I was excited. I was like, wait a minute here. This is not going to go well. Anyway, how is CY 8th? This is according to 40 executives voting. You can read about it in The Athletic. In his first full season in charge, CY won the World Series. See, for me, it's like one of, you know, you're one for one here. You know, 8 does seem a little bit low, but what do they have to say? He had joined the Rangers in December of 20 as JD's primary deputy. Daniels was fired midway through 22 with many of the pieces of the future title winner in place, including prospects drafted by Kip Fagg and raised by farm director Josh Bonifay. One executive praised Young for his aggressive pursuit of free agents. He pitched a vision of revival to Corey Seager and Marcus Semien heading into 2022. The combined $500 million forked over by owner Ray Davis helped clarify that vision. At last year's deadline, Young displayed similar aggressiveness, dealing away prospects to land Montgomery and Scherzer, who aided the title pursuit. I mean, they didn't even bring up DeGrom. I think maybe they're just wondering how much he's responsible for, you know, an organization that kind of might have been headed in the right direction. I think the additions of Seager and Semien were huge. But, you know, I think the finishing touch is going from a contender to a champion. And, you know, here's the thing with GMs. I think they don't get enough credit for the great ones. They know who the coaches are. And I think bringing in Bochy, having that relationship, you don't get anywhere. You don't even sniff the World Series without that.
Man, great point. Great point. And you know, a couple of the things, getting Mad Dog in here and knowing what he's been able to do, lifting up that rotation and the bullpen as well. You know he's getting the most out of these guys. And so that's something that's special. And the plate discipline, like that final year for the Woodward year, it was like one of the worst plate discipline lineups you've ever seen. Like, these guys just can't get a grasp. And then a lot of these guys come back, and now it's a new offensive coaching staff, and it's the plate discipline is through the roof now. Like, these coaches are getting through to these players in a huge way, and that's a great point by you that gets overlooked. It's usually all about just the players and those acquisitions, but you put together a championship coaching staff is what you did, CY.
I mean, Jerry did a lot of great things when he first took over the Cowboys, but having the relationship with Jimmy and bringing him in at the right time, he was an amazing coach, knew all the college players, and an incredible psychologist. That was one of the greatest hires Jerry Jones has ever made. And when he was doing that as a GM, and you know, obviously Jimmy was having a lot to do in the personnel as always around here, you know, that was the golden era. Okay, it is time now for an edition of The Finest, Chief. What do you have in mind for us tonight?
Day two draft rumors, including a big-name wide receiver potentially on the move, and what the Jones boys had to say about the Zeke meeting last night. That's next year in the Nation.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.